Islam in daily life.
Hello and welcome to this edition of Islam in Daily Life, which is prepared by Dr. Sayyid Ali Nabi. Islam brings to us a most beautiful definition of mercy and charity, coupled with a most delicate definition of moral concepts. It is well known that the verses of the Quran, which regulate all human life in its various contingencies, have been supplemented and brought to fulfillment by a mass of traditions of the Prophet and his actions. The reader may judge of the beauty and meaning of the following traditional sayings. The one who caresses the head of an orphan will receive in the day of resurrection an extra light for each hair his hand touched. To each house there is a key. The key to paradise is love for the little ones and the poor. No one is a believer if he does not wish for his brother that which he wishes for himself. From the sayings of the Prophet, another doctrine arises which gives a distinctive reputation to Islam. God does not limit his mercy to man alone, but looks upon animals too with love and tenderness. The lives of animals being for him on the same basis as that of a man, it follows that if man does not want to invoke divine anger, he must have regard for animals. He must always see that they are given food and drink, and that they have the necessary sustenance and rest. Islam, while through the Quran and the Sunnah, shows man the road to virtue, does not forget the needs of human nature and its weaknesses when it established different principles and practices to guide our daily life. When Islam gives man a moral perspective to which he can turn in desperation, it does not go beyond the limits of reality, nor does it present an ideal of virtue which would be unreachable save by the few elect. Instead, it establishes healthy principles of life, which prove in their application to be of a genuine and admirable practicality. By presenting a model of integrity and honesty, it does not depart from the law of life, but remains close to human nature and takes into consideration the just aspiration of an honest happiness. Far from creating a difference between the religious life of the individual and his behavior in the world, it looks towards the creation of a society where man is at the same time a member of it and also a devoted servant of God. According to Islam, the best way for man to express his thanks to God is to make good use of that which God has bestowed upon him. To take advantage of the good things which God has put at the disposal of everybody is not only a possibility, but we shall say a duty, if there is in these good things nothing which could be dangerous to the individual himself or to his neighbor. The Quran says, "On those who believe and do good works, there shall be no sin for what they eat, provided they fear God and believe and do good works, and again fear God and believe, yet again fear God and do good. And Allah loves those who do good." Another verse emphasizes the same idea in this way. "Say, who has forbidden the adornment of Allah, which He has produced for His servants, and the good things of His providing?" A famous tradition says, "There is no monasticism in Islam. As a matter of fact, Islam does not care for asceticism, with its useless mortification of the flesh, its unnecessary deprivations, as well as its continuous fasts and nights spent in prayer. In regards to marriage, the Islamic tradition asks for no more than an honest and constructive life in which the individual follows the middle of the road, remembering God on the one side and respecting on the other the rights and needs of the body, family, and society. The Prophet said, "The best among you is not the one who forgets the life after death, in order to enjoy the present, nor the one who does the contrary. The best among you is the one who takes from both." To a too fervent youngster, he said, Your body has its rights, and your wife has her rights, and your guest has his rights. To the one who one day asked his advice about alms, he said, Give one-third, because one-third is already enough. It is better to leave your descendants provided for than to compel them to go begging. The limitations upon the enjoyment of life which Islam has imposed on its followers are but few, and equally applicable to all, and show great wisdom. Today, when a severe battle is being fought in the Western world against alcoholism, and when the West tries to limit gambling by means of prohibitions and limitations, can anybody blame Islam for having banged shut these two doors of danger, these causes of corruption both of the spirit and of wealth? Thrift is a virtue in the words of the Quran, but this is not enough. We read in the Holy Book of prohibition of gambling and of making money through charging interest on loans. Would you not say that God's wisdom shines in this repression of illegal earnings? Men feel the need of a religion, but at the same time they want it to answer their daily needs, and they want it to be not only close to their sentiments, but to offer tranquility and security for the other life as well as for this. Islam answers these prerequisites perfectly, for it is not only a creed, but also a philosophy of life. It teaches right thinking, proper acting, and honest speaking. And for these reasons, it finds its way to both the mind and the heart of man without difficulty. And with this, we come to the end of this edition of Islam in Daily Life. Islam in Daily Life is prepared each week by Dr. Saeed Ali Nabi.
Islam in Daily Life.